This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Pharma, Big Tech, Hollywood are all funding the trans agenda. Biological men saying they're women. I don't hate anybody. I'm a libertarian. If somebody is a full-grown adult, wants to think they're a dog, they can. But you shouldn't target children and handicapped children, particularly autistic children, mainly boys, telling them, oh, you're really a girl, and then take parental rights away and have them chemically or physically sterilized. But going further, we now have biological men in prison getting women pregnant, in some cases raping them. We have a science camp out in California. KTLA reported on it a few weeks ago. MTG was here in studio. And you have these biological men sleeping in the same cabins with the girls. We were also talking about men that go in girls' showers and all the rest of it. She was saying that when a girl is being assaulted or something, somebody needs to defend them. And the media misrepresented and said that she wants trans people to be physically attacked. But she never said that. That's the corporate media, Newsweek, you name it, hundreds of publications misrepresented what she said. So she's here to be able to set the record straight. Congresswoman?
Thank you, Alex. I'd love to set the record straight. Well, as usual, the corporate media lies. They always put the lies in the headline and then maybe the truth in the last paragraph of their article. The truth is that biological men are assaulting or attacking anyone under the age of 18, especially children. Yes, they deserve to be beat up. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. Corporate media and the radical leftists are completely detached from how parents feel and how the rest of America feels. They not only do they deserve to be beat up, they deserve to be arrested, they deserve to be charged, and they deserve to go to prison. It's completely wrong. I'm like you, Alex. I don't really care what people do, adults, consenting adults do. It's none of my business. I hold no judgment over people's choices with their sexuality. But I am taking a strong stand. There's only two genders, male and female, and the biological men need to stay out of our private places. That's our bathrooms, our dorms, our sports, girls and women's sports, and, you know, prisons, women's health clinics, women's rape clinics. Biological men do not belong in there, even if they feel like they're a woman and dress like a woman. So this is not, I don't hate transgenders, not at all. I'm actually, you know, I know some and it's fine. I don't care. It's not a judgment on them. I'm taking a stand for women and I'm taking a stand for what's right in involving gender. And I'm taking a stand for children. There should not be allowed. Pediatric gender clinics are wrong and they're all over our country. Educating children under the age of 18 and these teachers that are guiding kids under 18 and pushing them and trying to brainwash them that they're another gender is wrong. And it's appropriate for me to say that because most parents agree with me. Now, if this offends the media, that's too bad because it's not really about the media. It's about the American people, and parents are sick and tired of this garbage being shoved down their children's throats. Now, biological men are trying to act like they're women as camp counselors, going into showers with fifth graders or sleeping in their cabins with other little girls or boys. That is completely wrong. And it's okay for me to say that they might need a lesson. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'll double down and I'll say it again. It's not about hating trans people or anyone.
It's about hating children being targeted sexually, undoubtedly, because I have three daughters. I have a son, but I know how camp works. If they had female counselors sleeping in the little bitty cabins, that would be weird. Adult women. It's weird. And it's not done. And look at the Boy Scouts handing out the condoms and then all of the sexual abuse of children bringing down the Boy Scouts. This is serious. And these groups have infiltrated the Catholic Church and so many other institutions and destroyed them. And I'm glad you're standing up. And look at all of women's sports now. It's dominated by biological men. Weightlifting, sprinting, swimming. And it's a fraud. It is men invading women's spaces. If a man wants to say he's a woman and do all that, that's their issue. But don't invade women's spaces.
Exactly. So they're fine with men basically beating women in our women's sports. They're fine with men beating women and taking advantage of things that are our rights, our privacy rights, That's what the left is defending. But they don't stand up for women's rights, and they don't stand up for children's rights. And I'm tired of it. I have no problem speaking out against it. It should be spoken out against.
Well, you are, and you're doing a great job. Thank you, MTG.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good collagen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Fight is our fight.
Watch the bully bucks and not the bully bucks.
2017 will be the year of offense. All of us will go back to Washington, and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону, і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Час вже за щоб вони заплатили.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
When the Soviet Union, the Soviet Empire collapsed, as the empire collapsed, I moved in and picked up the pieces. First in Hungary in 1984, and then Poland in 87, China in 87 as well. So this is how the Soros Empire was replacing the Soviet Empire.
And how do you think you're doing in your imperial ambitions?
I think the one place where the greatest consternation would be caused in the short term for admission, having nothing to do with the merit and preparedness of the country to come in, would be to admit the Baltic states now in terms of NATO-Russian, U.S.-Russian relations. And if there was ever anything that was going to tip the balance, were it to be tipped, in terms of a vigorous and hostile reaction, I don't mean military, in Russia, it would be that. So the way I look at the calculus here is that.
Emergency broadcast. Putin says Biden's banning of Russian oil imports is a declaration of war. Close quote. Pentagon war game estimates 1 billion to die in NATO-Russia war. Close quote. The European Union, the World Economic Forum, and the UN all have officially announced that they will use the Russia conflict as a smokescreen to implement the Great Reset and the end of the use of fossil fuels, close quote. That is what we are covering here today. Joel Skousen is the opposite of a Russophile. He does not like Putin. He's got a lot of interesting angles and points here. He'll be joining us coming up in the third hour today. I have a lot of news, a lot of clips, a lot to cover, a lot to go over here today. But I specifically want to open the phones up and only take about 10 calls, because I don't want you to be holding in the next hour. Four callers, so we'll go ahead and fire the phone system up, to specifically give me your take on how you think we get out of this and what you think of the situation. I'm going to just go through these calls quickly. I'm going to hammer through all of them. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Alex.
But I want to hit something that is incredibly important that we've already covered because it's central to all of this, and I'm going to come back with Kellen McBreen's three articles on this. And that is the report from a few days ago, Pentagon-funded bioweapons labs in the Ukraine by the great Greg Reese. And the reason this is important, we're about to play it, is it's on record in mainstream news the U.S. built the stuff over there, and Fauci, of course, was involved, and the same old people with level 4 bioweapons labs. And that's real, and our media says it isn't, but we have the documents. And the reason that's important is it ties in to Hunter Biden and Biden again. These people are as thick as thieves when it comes to this. And this is the next phase, and I believe they're going to launch a new bio attack, a whole separate virus other than COVID very soon. And that's when we come back. I'm going to play that clip. In fact, we'll play this clip going to break. Then I'm going to come back with the head Canadian health minister, the one that said 3 years ago, soon we'll lock up the unvaccinated. What had she been told? She says another lockdown's coming right after the election. So here is Greg Reese's very important report. And the reason I keep playing this is central. This is a big deal. Here it is.
For years now, Russia has made verifiable claims that the U.S. is running secret biological weapons labs around their borders. And while Western media now claims this to be misinformation, back in 2013, they reported on it. While the United States and Murder Incorporated have been waging illegal wars all across the world in the name of democracy, Russia has been quietly selling energy and minding their own business. And according to National Geographic, this was the reason why the Pentagon was building these bioweapons labs in the first place, because Russia was entirely quiet on the subject, and the U.S. wanted to get ahead of them. The initial biolab in Kazakhstan was built by the U.S. for $100 million to store high-risk diseases such as plague and anthrax, and was hoping to attract scientists who might otherwise create biological weapons of mass destruction for someone else in order to keep the world safe. The U.S. has since built several labs in Kazakhstan. Most recently, a biosafety level 4 lab to be completed in early 2022. As early as 2004, the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA, began creating a network of biolabs for infectious diseases in Uzbekistan. And within a few years after operations began, outbreaks of unknown diseases were reported in the same areas as the labs. In Georgia, leaked documents show that the U.S. Embassy has been transporting deadly pathogens and human blood as diplomatic cargo in a scheme where private U.S. contractors working for three different U.S. biolabs have been given diplomatic immunity to do so. Shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine, At War Clandestine released a video with maps of U.S. biolabs matching up with maps of the recent attack, suggesting that Russia was securing these top-secret biolabs. Western media claims this is false, but fails to debunk it. And once the video goes viral, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is caught deleting evidence of these labs from their website. But not before an independent journalist was able to copy documents showing 11 Ukrainian biolabs funded by the Pentagon. The Russian embassy to Bosnia has accused the U.S. of filling Ukraine with biolabs, which were very possibly used to study methods for destroying the Russian people at the genetic level. And we now know that these so-called mRNA vaccines are destroying people at the genetic level. We now officially know that COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon. We know that it was funded by elements of the NIH and Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance. We know that it was made in Wuhan, China. And so, what isn't threatening about the U.S. encircling Russia with top-secret biolabs? And who on earth thinks it's a coincidence that everyone involved in the United Nations Great Reset are now the Ukraine's greatest allies of all time? The mercenaries and war profiteers in America are getting excited about making short-term profits off the dead. But the only ones who will benefit from this war are the crooks at the top who have been caught committing the most heinous crime against humanity in all of recorded history. And the only righteous way out of this is to hold these crooks accountable. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It's going to happen. It's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem. And the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
This is a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Public health officer at the very top of the food chain, Theresa Tam, says deadly lockdown measures aren't off the table for the future fall or winter. And that's what the UN's saying, Bill Gates is saying, they're all saying it. She's the one that said a year before any of this started, 3 years ago, plus years ago, that we need to lock up the unvaccinated. What did she know was coming? Well, they all knew. They all war-gamed it. They were all prepared. Yeah, there she is saying, lock up everybody. So anybody that studies history knows medical tyranny in the 19th and 20th centuries was the worst, and that the authoritarians used medical tyranny. The Soviets did it. The Nazis did it. Communist China does it. And now they've done it again. And still, all over Austin, I was driving by a golf course this morning, and I saw golf course workers at one hole, another hole, on the machines cutting the grass wearing masks. And I saw another guy raking leaves wearing one, hundreds of yards apart from each other. This is mental illness. And you go to restaurants, they're still wearing masks. And I'm like, I'm not going to eat here unless the damn masks come off. This is mind control. Meanwhile, Russian embassy claims U.S. filled Ukraine with biolabs to directly target Russians. Well, there's no claims. I mean, they did have those there. That was part one he did on March 2nd. Then he did part two yesterday. Russian military accuses Pentagon of destroying evidence of secret biological experiments in Ukraine. And now part two of that report, part three total. How are Hunter Biden, Klaus Schwab, and the CIA connected to U.S. biolabs in Ukraine? And they are. Very important reports up on Infowars.com, because the same people that cooked up the virus and released it and used it to lock down the world and starve an extra 40 million people to death, goaded and poked and manipulated Russia knowing they would invade by shipping weapons in, just played you clips last segment of all these world leaders admitting it, are now going to blame this war on the 2 years of lockdowns and the worldwide collapse that was already in full swing. And what did I say thousands of times on air the last 2 years? I said, how will they cover up the deadly shots and record numbers of deaths, blood clots, heart attacks, heart swelling, cancer? How are they going to cover up the financial collapse? How are they going to cover up the hyperinflation that's coming, that's now here? And I said, it'll be a war to then blame the war on that, because this is no-brainer. Now, let me tell you what's going to come next. We'll talk about the next segment. Go to your calls. What's coming next has me extremely guilty right now. And I'm not somebody that ever feels guilty very often or that ever goes against my conscience. But I have to balance this and do the right thing and be Christ-like. This is a paradox. Like, wait, you feel guilty, but you're saying it's Christ-like? Let me try to explain that in the best perspective, because I know you're probably going through this as well. My flesh and my individualism and my family that I really care about is in danger from nuclear war and financial collapse and road warrior scenarios. And everybody's instinct has been for years, get out of the cities, get self-sufficient. You've got a spirit. You've got a subconscious. You've got a mind. You're connected to God. You know. Now that voice is a screaming siren. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. And now you see the reason you knew instinctively years ago, before the lockdowns, before the viral release, before the deadly shots, before the war, before the energy crunch, out of which a new global order, a new global Marshall Plan to save the earth. What did Prince Charles say 4 or 5 months ago? He said, we need a global Marshall Plan. We need a global government with more money than exists in the world to the UN and to corporations to force the transition off of fossil fuels. A global military campaign, close quote. And now you're seeing it's a campaign to cull the population by collapse and by war and by virus and by starvation, where they pose as the saviors. So the very UN World Health Food Program head is out saying hundreds of millions are going to starve to death now because of inflation and because of Russia. Yeah, I got the video right there. We'll play it in a moment. Think about that. When the UN went along with the lockdowns, ordered the lockdowns that starved all those tens of millions of extra people to death, on top of who normally die every year from starvation. And now the very same director is up there saying, give the UN money, give the UN authority. And they're everywhere saying, oh, we need trillions for new green deals because gas is so expensive. So they make gas and oil too expensive and try to force you onto something that's even more expensive and doesn't work and isn't rolled out yet. So here is the head health officer in Canada, Theresa Tam, talking about the new lockdowns.
And so I think with all of those measures and understanding viral transmission, wearing a mask, ventilation, etc., we've got to be able to go into the fall and winter season, or indeed the next wave if it should come in between, with much more ability to respond without those really severe restrictions. That is the goal, but, you know, we still need to be flexible with the suite of measures should it become necessary. And it's very different, for example, I think in different areas of Canada where the healthcare system capacity may differ. And that's why I think you saw, or even right at the beginning, some of the smaller jurisdictions taking more measures because they simply can't afford to have a rapid escalation in their health care system impacts.
All fraud, all lies, all proven to have killed over 40 million people, all proven to have caused massive suicide and people dying of cancer and heart attacks with no treatment. None of it was real. Putting people in their houses didn't slow the spread. It's all on record, but she is a criminal communist, and she wants full control again, that she relishes locking you in your house and making you non-essential. She has to cull you. That's her mission. Here's the German defense minister talking about Europe cutting off oil, but getting off oil entirely and the European Green Deal Build Back Better.
Our second topic will be energy. We have to get rid of the dependency of Russian gas, oil and coal. I know the two of us agree on this. The Commission will be coming forward with proposals tomorrow. And there are three main pillars. One is that diversification of supply away from Russia and towards reliable suppliers. This is mainly LNG and pipeline gas, and both have the advantage that the infrastructure is over time hydrogen compatible. The second main element is to repower the European Union. Repower means massive investment in renewables like solar, wind and hydrogen. So we are looking for a focused acceleration of the European Green Deal. And this is not only important and good for our strategic investment in our independence, it is also good for our industry and it is good for our planet.
All of that is a lie. It is a post-industrial world. It will starve billions to death total on record. But they're just introducing total death, total collapse. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You'll no longer live in cities. You'll live in communes. Now you know how they're going to get you from A to Z. We're going to come back with more clips about the Great Reset and your phone call straight ahead.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Of Russian oil and gas as a way to force people onto electricity and windmills, which wouldn't be ready for years and don't work and bankrupted Spain and put Texas in the dark last year. Unbelievable. So here's a few more of these clips, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. There are so many. Here is Senator Markley talking about how we need to declare a climate emergency and have a world transition. So whether it's Prince Charles or the head of the EU or Democrats, it's Build Back Better on the Ashes of Civilization, which is designed to, again, make you totally poor where they can control you if you live in the first world and starve you to death if you live in the third world. I mean, this is like signing on to total death, and it has nothing to do with saving the earth. Here it is.
Senator Jeff Merkley is a Democrat from Oregon. He participated in a bipartisan Zoom call with Ukrainian President Zelensky over the weekend. He's a staunch supporter of our efforts to get off of reliance on fossil fuels. Senator, I think that what we're seeing right now gives lie to this whole notion. 50 years of increasing U.S. domestic production. It's not a question of where the actual stuff comes from. It's fossil fuels priced on a global market, subject to these kind of things. This idea that we can drill our way out of this has been proven to be madness. Do your colleagues understand this?
As long as there is a world market for oil, Russia will be able to sell its oil. And so, unfortunately, not all my colleagues yet understand that the way to undercut the power of Russia is to end our dependence on oil and have the world transition to renewable energy. And I was very struck by that 50 years of history you had. But back in the days of President Carter, there were two things that we didn't know at that point. One was that tremendous climate impacts of burning fossil fuels. And the second is renewable energy was very expensive at that time as compared to fossil fuels.
Okay, I can't listen to this. I'm not going to play it. I'll just read you the quote. It's too hard to listen to these liars. Everything they say is a lie. And they're suppressing all the real technologies and things that are actually clean and good. These people are so sick. He said we should, quote, have a climate emergency and need to have the world transition to green energy to undercut Russia. Absolute fraud. In post, we post this demand out video. Just add the clip I wanted. Thank you. Because I wanted these calls. Let's now move to the head of the World Food Program that the UN runs, the chief of that, David Beasley. The same one 2 years ago that's like, oh my God, hundreds of millions are on the verge. 287 million are starving to death from just a few million. Oh, 40 million are going to, and the 40 plus million did die extra in the next 2 years. But he doesn't ever tell you the UN put the lockdown in place. Well, now he's back, but he's grown a beard. Now he's Santa Claus, and he's saying basically, well, just hear it from him for yourself. He says that the higher cost of food and energy is going to cause hunger and death. Here it is.
I'm standing here in Ukraine. You can see we're in a crisis, but it's not just a crisis inside Ukraine in terms of displacement, but it's also a crisis because this is going to affect supply chains and particularly the price of costing of food. Already the World Food Program, before the Ukrainian crisis, we were buying 50% of our wheat, our commodities, right here in Ukraine. This breadbasket helps us feed the world. Yemen, Ethiopia, Syria, and I can go on and on. And now we're looking at a price hike that will cost us an operational cost from $60 to $75 million more per month. And that means less people will go get food, which means more people are going to go to bed hungry.
So the UN cuts people off, starves them to death, and organizes military-age men into six-month to year-long brainwashing camps, gives them debit cards with thousands of dollars on them, ships them to the U.S., to then undercut the wages and become a permanent underclass the Democrats control while they starve their families to death in their own countries. That's full-spectrum murder, and that's how the United Nations operates. You know, the founder of the World Wildlife System, Prince Bernhard, remember, got caught running illegal poaching operations all over Africa and used his organization as the cover for that. Always what they tell you they're doing. It's the opposite. Now, I want to go to your phone calls here. I've got a lot of other news to get to as well, but this is just such a historic time, and there's really a very sickening, sinking feeling in my gut. A sickening, sinking feeling in my gut watching what's unfolding right now and the West going down every checklist, every point on a checklist, and checking it off to piss off Russia and to use Russia as the cover story for a world financial collapse and the Great Reset. And I've been saying that the last month as this built it up, and now you see it. And thank God I'm seeing a lot of other people figure that out in media, because we don't want a proxy war to continue with Russia. We need to not be backing Ukraine. We need to pull back and tell Russia to pull back and not keep going down this road. Because, again, this is being used as a smokescreen for the next phase of the Great Reset that is going to kill and starve to death innumerable numbers of people. And it was so predictable they'd use this as a smokescreen, so predictable when they bankrupt the world economy, they'll announce a new global currency, a new global SDR system, and a new digital tracking system based on the vaccine pass. And that's now all being announced, and then we are sleepwalking our way into the Chinese-style social credit score and waking up in the chains. The chains are going on right now. And I want to go to your calls, but we've got all of these Psaki clips where she says Biden's doing everything he can to lower fuel prices and everything he can to transition us on to better energy. And he just cares so much. That's why he shut down over 2,000 pipelines in the Keystone Pipeline. That's why he's shutting off the Russian oil now and now importing it from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's just, she's up there saying 2 plus 2 equals 50. And it's a horror show. I mean, the globalists are at war with us. We're going to go to break and come back with Jordan and John and Jack and Aaron and Javon and James and Brandon and Mike and Carlos and Robin and Paddington. We've got Joel Skousen popping in for about 30 minutes. I'll get to most of the calls before he comes on, but I'll get to Skousen for about 30 minutes or so. And then we will go back to your phone calls. And then the great talk show host, who I just really admire and love all the work he does, Wayne Allen Root, is going to be hosting the fourth hour. And I really want to play some clips from yesterday's War Room. I mean, Owen's always a smart talk show host, does a really good job, but he's just been on fire lately. And so I've got a few clips I want to get to of the War Room, just where he knocks it out of the park. And there's some other shows knocking it out of the park that I'm so proud of as well, but I'll talk about those later. Like the Nano World Order Episode 7 of a new show on the COVIDland channel on band.video is just first class. Watch that last night. We're going to go to break. Please remember that there is a major run on iodine because people are figuring out it's the missing link for immunity, the missing link for IQ, the missing link for stamina, libido. But so many of it is bad, bound, garbage iodine. It would take hours to explain it. We have X3 that has a deep earth crystal iodine and two other types of good iodine to make sure you get maximum absorption. It's great for everybody. You should read what iodine deficiency does. Over 2 billion people have it. The globalists purposely bombard you with the bad halogens, fluoride, bromine, chloride. We have the good halogen, and despite the fact it's going to sell out at current sales rates in about a week and a half right now, people are really buying it, I'm going to keep it at 50% off. Also, winter sun, highest quality vitamin D through vitamin K for your immune system and more. Taken under the tongue, it's incredible. It's 50% off. That's going to end soon. And we have the great nootropic, Brain Force Ultra. It's different than Brain Force Plus and Turbo Force. Three different formulas. They're all different. They're all amazing. Like one's a shotgun, one's a machine gun, and, you know, one is a next level nootropic mind weapon. But that is Brain Force Ultra. It's 40% off InfoWars.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Ukraine produces 25% of the world's grain. That's true. And he ties it into the Great Reset. Jordan, tell us what we're witnessing.
Peace to you, Brother Alex. I just wanted to, Mike Adams has been really good on this point in his podcast on Brighteon. He's been talking about how they're trying to, through all this, as part of everything, is basically shut down food production. Amongst fertilizer, they're also going after the breadbaskets of the world.
No, you're right. Mike said the next phase a year ago would be cutting off the fertilizer. He nailed it 100%, and I really have been asking my producers to get him on. Mike Adams, if you're listening, I'd like to get you on tomorrow. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and so he hit that right on the money. You're right, Alex. And the other thing, too, is to remember, and you've been discussing it, the history of the Ukrainian area up into the steppes, from Europe to the steppes, and food production there. And really, who they're really targeting here is Europe. mostly Germany.
They're cutting their oil off, their gas, their grain, and it's going to bankrupt Germans and bankrupt Poles and bankrupt French and starve Africans and others to death.
Yes, and India stands to really make a lot on this. And it's interesting that Biden's considering sanctions for the S-400 missile system against India, and all those strange moments with Modi and Biden earlier. Or late last year, earlier this year.
These are the times when world wars start. And if people can't feel the danger, not just intellectually see it, but if you don't feel the danger, you're blind spiritually. I mean, we are in grave danger.
Yes, and this whole thing about a radiological device in Ukraine, a dirty bomb, would be so disastrous, okay, for the European continent and the United States, because the United States has been decreasing wheat production since 1981. You drive through Route 90 through Arkansas, it's all soy farms.
That's right. Okay. Our government has been paying farmers not to produce wheat and not to produce other key staples.
Yes, and so people have to realize that this is part of it, and Mike Adams has been doing a good job on this. You've been mentioning it, but they want to shut down global food production. And if anybody knows, Mike does, and I hope you get him on.
We will, and there's a big article about it on Infowars.com today. Paul Joseph Watson, war will cause hell on earth, close quote, for global food prices, and that's what all the experts are saying. Wow, it's absolutely insane. Thank you so much, Jordan. All right, up next, ladies and gentlemen, who's been holding the longest here? That would be John in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I'm former military, and I'm a graduate of the National War College. And, you know, Joel Skousen's right about one thing, which is it's the war colleges, National War College and Civic. They're these globalist lecture series that kind of indoctrinate everybody, get everyone on the same page.
Oh, Thomas Barnett comes and gives speeches saying America works for the New World Order and America works for global corporations and that America needs to be gotten rid of.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And you ought to hear these folks. You drive to school every day and everybody's saying, well, you know, I heard on NPR this morning, it's you get all these colonels, lieutenant colonels, and State Department officials and USAID.
Oh, yeah, that's because they buy into all the garbage and they get promoted.
Absolutely. And, you know, so the danger now is that, you know, we've got this senior working level folks, you know, that are high up enough in the system that they get a vote, but they're not the real people in charge. And they're, you know, U.S. European Command, they're in State Department, and it's like you said, they're sleepwalking us into this horrible situation. And the evil people behind them, the Victoria Nulands, the Wendy Shermans, that crowd, they're happy to let them do it. It's just awful. And so
let's be clear. Victoria Nuland, McCain, Lindsey Graham, his mini-me, all of them have said they want a war with Russia and they want Ukraine to start it. And now it's happened. And again, Putin should not have taken the bait. I understand why they did it, but this is a disaster. And you can just smell the danger and the death. And the average trendy out there, though, that, you know, likes the lockdowns and likes having nothing and owning nothing, they're about to get a front row seat to real poverty. I mean, folks, I'm not trying to scare listeners. I'm just telling you, everybody better get right with Jesus, because the whole world is going into a black hole right now if these globalists don't get stopped.
Oh, they took their mask off and they put their Ukrainian flag pin on. It's awful. And, I mean, I think the best case scenario is Russia wins this fast. And that window's kind of closing, and so to kind of get this over with. Because the longer this drags out, the longer there is for a purposeful or accidental miscalculation, and then they're going to get the war they want. It's just terrible, Alex.
I hear you, brother. Good points. Thank you. Paddington in Washington. Go ahead, Paddington.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right.
Real quick, so you know the bracelets. What would Jesus do? I think we need to kind of amend those a little for these times. And WWAD, what would the Amish do? Or to be more accurate, what would the Anabaptists do? Which are kind of the overall group that the Amish are under. And it's just, we need to get back to reality. Reality is truth. Reality is
nature. I was thinking about the Amish last week when I was on a business trip in Florida and saw a bunch of them in Sarasota. And just, they've got it right. They know evil's coming. They know they're being oppressed. They know if you try to be in the system, there's other greedy, hateful people that try to kill you or put you in prison. So they're like, okay, we don't want anything. We just want to be farmers. And that's what Thomas Jefferson talked about, the yeoman farmer, and how moral farmers are, because they actually have to really work and know what they're doing. And that's why Bloomberg says he hates farmers. He says they're evil, they're stupid, they're bad, because he's evil and stupid and bad.
Yeah, and the bigger group is the Anabaptists. So then you got the Mennonites and the Hutterites. So it's not all we have to go full Luddite. But in general, what
I see they're saying is, you know,
no, you're right. I'm not against technology, but because it's being used by the Satanists to control us, the only way to really beat this would be to basically go Luddite. I mean, that's where we're at here. I was talking to my family last night at dinner about this. I just, you know, we got property. I said, I'm going to try to fix this, but I want the system to know too. I'm not fighting some war with the New World Order and all their stuff over power and Trump and all this. If Americans want to be part of the evil and America wants to go down, then, you know, it just has to go for those of us that don't want to be part of it, just to remove ourselves like the Israelites did out of Egypt and just let all the leftists and all of them, you know, just murder themselves, because that's what they're, a bunch of lost devil worshipers that want to take us with them. And the only way to survive is to get away from them.
A parallel society that has worked with totalitarianism. That's top two or three ways that you make it through totalitarianism, parallel. And that's what the Anabaptists did. They just,
no,
said,
I hear you, brother. I'm going to jump. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. He's been calling for over 15 years. He's a really smart guy. We only got 2 minutes. Cut to your point, Carlos.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I just want to tell you that the NATO has pushed itself to a point where now it's clearly obvious the United States uses NATO as a weapon against any enemy. It doesn't really matter. It's Russia today, it'll be China tomorrow, whatever. It's really an obsolete instrument. And I want to just draw your attention to two websites. One is clarityofsignal.com, one word, Clarity of Signal. And the article is MSMMIA, the Ukrainian oligarch, right sector Nazis, MH17, and Joe Biden's son. You will find in that website, as well as in Dancing Bear's website, that Joe Biden's son, Ihor Kolomoisky, was his boss in Burisma. It was a partner with Zelensky. This whole thing has to be blown out of the water. Alex has gone too far. I think Sean Stone began to hit on it. I think you should follow it up and expose it. Now, with regards to Russia, I'm just going to continue what it's doing. As long as, nobody gets hot under a collar and tries to do anything, they'll finish the job and they'll get down to work. Eventually, the suffering groups will get real. And I think NATO has overextended itself with New World Order and new World Economic Forum candidates. Zelensky, if you Google World Economic Forum, you will find that he is prominent.
Well, sir, I know you're right about all of that, and I know that the Pentagon did a big war drill 3 years ago and found that at least a billion people are going to die on the road that's being gone down here if the West got Ukraine to move towards NATO membership, that Russia would invade, then Europe would start escalating with mercenaries and heavier weapons, and that invariably sanctions would take place, and then this would spin out of control with at least a billion people dead, mass starvation as well.
Unless the United States or NATO begins the war, Russia is not going to. It's going to keep its gunpowder dry, because in the long run, it's the largest country in the world. It's self-sufficient with all of the other.
No, I agree with you. So why do you think there's all these top generals saying put a no-fly zone in, go ahead and go to war with Russia? I mean, these people are insane.
Well, Russia has basically now created a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Because you try to go into Ukraine.
No, Russia's going to go to war with anybody that flies over it. So I'm saying NATO is making moves to actually do it. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.